Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, while Punxsutawney Phil predicts six more weeks of winter, a local furry forecaster disagrees. And Williamsport's Auto Bookstore is set to expand for the first time in more than 180 years in business. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. Let's get into it. First, we have a full story on Tenor Health's purchase of three hospitals in the region. Tenor Health Foundation has officially acquired Wilkes-Barre General and Scranton's Moses Taylor and Regional Hospitals from Community Health Systems, or Commonwealth Health, effective February 1st. They made the deal for $33 million cash, plus a $15 million promissory note from the buyer. As WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports, the sale comes after more than a year of searching for a buyer.
Tenor CEO Radha Savitala is already planning for the work ahead.
A sigh of relief, but I think that'll be short only because the real hard work begins now.
Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti welcomes Tenor to her city, where many worried a hospital closure was coming soon. But she wants local voices to have a seat at Tenor's table.
It's on us here at the local level to make sure that we have a very strong partnership with Tenor moving forward and that this is a long-term solution for healthcare in Scranton.
Wilkes-Barre Mayor George Brown says that as a for-profit company, Commonwealth Health paid the city more than $750,000 a year in property taxes. Tenor is a nonprofit, which means it does not have to pay property taxes. He's requested a payment in lieu of taxes from Tenor, but has been told no so far.
They're giving the city nothing to make up for the loss of over $750,000 in annual taxes. And the loss is going to be significant to the city of Wilkes-Barre, and it's going to put a financial burden on the city taxpayers.
He hopes to continue discussions with Tenor's leadership. And despite his concerns, he looks forward to supporting them as they provide care to his city's residents. Savitala says there will be no disruption to services during the transition, and that her focus now will be on recruitment. For WVIA News, I'm Lydia McFarlane.
Thanks, Lydia. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Now for the weather forecast, sort of. Punxsutawney Phil predicted six more weeks of winter on Monday, but a local furry forecaster might disagree. WVIA's Haley O'Brien reports.
On a frigid morning in Jessup, Pennsylvania, hundreds of people showed up to see the borough's first ever ferret prognosticator, Jessup Giuseppe. Matt Catanzaro is founder and president of the event, now an annual tradition in Lackawanna County.
When I told Mike in his barber chair at Three Sage Barbershop, he believed in it from the beginning. Then a few other people like Mr. Alex Picardo believed in it. Then my father believed in it. Then Jessup Jim believed in it. Then we found out that Jessup Jim just so happens to have a magical ferret.
Unlike Punxsutawney Phil, who either sees his shadow or doesn't, Giuseppe is presented with green and red grapes. The color he chooses determines which scroll will be read.
Now bring Giuseppe to my ear.
Giuseppe predicted an early spring, unlike Phil's prediction this year. Locals say regardless of the ferret's accuracy, they'll be back next year.
Giuseppe!
In Lackawanna County, I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Find more of this story, including video, at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now let's go to Williamsport for a little book shopping. Over its more than 180 years in business, the Otto Bookstore has moved around Williamsport, but it's never expanded. That is about to change. The Otto Bookstore, a fixture of downtown Williamsport since 1841, will expand for the first time this year. Owner Catherine Nassberg says the bookstore will take over part of the former Amber Rose Bridal Shop right next door on West 4th Street.
We have been looking to kind of either expand or move, and so when this came, it was the perfect opportunity because we are really looking to expand our space.
General Manager John Shableski says they'll build the expanded space over the next 60 days. The expansion will house a majority of the store's fiction and nonfiction collections, opening the store's main space for children's books and events. Shableski has worked in books and publishing for more than 25 years and experienced plenty of challenges as an independent bookseller. He sees the Otto's expansion as a sign of survival.
And I've seen how the indie book industry has shrunk and grown and recovered from, you know, everything from Amazon, from COVID and those other things, and also climbing back out of, you know, the near death thing that people had assigned to the indie book market. So there are so many different ways I appreciate this.
Shableski says the expansion will most likely open in April. Once it does, he anticipates the store will surpass its pre-Amazon sales numbers. More of this story is also at WVIA.org. All right, one last thing for you today. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Women weren't typically seen as being able to understand military or war topics, which is why Anne Bates was able to be such a successful spy for British forces. Anne was a Philadelphia schoolteacher and the wife of a British soldier. Sometime around 1778, she started posing as a peddler, selling things like thread, needles, and utensils in American camps. What she was really doing was scouting out the number of men and weapons in those camps. She was able to provide vital information to the British about Patriot equipment and tactical plans. At the war's end, Anne Bates was able to secure a pension for her service and lived the rest of her life in England. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
Okay, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the day. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.